Hi, it's DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show. Today is Thursday, August 31st. I just had a tuna bagel, so hopefully my guests won't think I smell today. But we're going to try. They're going to keep their distance from the microphone, so they don't have to smell me. This is what we're going to do today. You're going to turn off the VMAs on MTV, which are on now, because they repeat 5 times every day for the next week. This is live. This isn't the only chance that you can hear it. But if you want to get your questions answered and you want to feel like part of the show, now would be the time to do it. We have two different guests today on the show. The first half an hour we're going to talk to
Raviv Ullman.
And then the second half we're going to talk to
Weeby Boy.
So get your questions ready for the Weeby Boys. You're going to have to wait a little while on them. You're going to be up first, right? This is what we're going to do. We're going to give out the screen name and we're going to see how many kids... Am I that old? How many kids... Can I am us at the same time with the name is Star Idobe. It's a pretty cheesy name.
Good one.
Star, S-T-A-R, Idobe, I-D-O-B-I. We need everybody listening from wherever you are. Don't be shy. So I am us. Give us your name, how old you are, where you're listening from, and if you have a question, because after this first song, we're going to get down to what's going on in your life.
Absolutely. We'll talk about it.
And we're not going to watch the VMAs. We're just going to talk to these kids.
I'm not at all interested.
There's nobody even there.
Exactly.
Who would you want to see, right? A lot of these kids who listen regularly are punk fans, quote unquote, and they're just watching the VMAs. There's not one punk band on there.
Not even one.
No.
It's sad this year.
It is very sad. I just watched T.I. The Weeby Boys really like T.I., but I don't know if you do. Talk more about that soon. Here's All Time Low. We'll be right back.
I still
DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show. Today is a new day. We're over our Andrew McMahon face. Closer, lean up to the microphone so they can hear you.
Absolutely.
And say hello to these beautiful, beautiful people that
hello,
we can't see.
Beautiful people around the world. Around the world, right?
Yeah.
People from around the world.
If they're awake?
If they're awake.
Who are
they
you?
They should be awake.
Tell them who you are.
What's up, guys? Raviv Ullman, otherwise known as possibly Ricky Ullman. But Raviv Ullman, that's my name.
When I did the search, Ricky came up more, though.
It's true. Well, Ricky was my stage name for many years, and then I decided since Raviv was my real name, I just kind of wanted to go by my own name, just be myself.
But you're so, still yourself.
I was still myself, just under a different name. So I don't know.
What they
go by me for a while, see if it works.
What they call you in high school?
Raviv. Yeah. See, I, growing up, my friends and family all called me Raviv, so I figured that was a good place to be.
You didn't have a nickname though?
No, See, growing up, acting camp, I had Rager. That was for a bit. But it wasn't like a party Rager thing. I don't know. I was like 8 at the time. So,
Rager.
I don't know what I was raging at but before.
Against
Rager,
something, right?
Yeah, against something. There we go.
Well, here you are today.
Here we are.
With DJ Rosser. I never had a nickname in high school either. Except
you
for maybe like Loser or Not Cool. But
yeah, no,
so
I
kinda,
used that a lot. Yeah,
yeah, so it's kind of interesting now. It's interesting now. People are just like Rosser and it caught on. So hopefully your real name will catch on.
Yeah, that's what with a little bit of help from you guys, anything can be done.
So you are here today because I mean I'm sure you do tons of interviews, but I don't know if you ever get to actually talk to these kids, to your fans.
No, this is really cool that you guys have a way to be able to be in contact with everyone.
And a lot of kids listening probably are new to the show. They probably never heard it before.
Oh, well, welcome.
This is how it works. Well, like read this out loud. Let's get this person to be excited.
All right, what's up, Casey? Lynn Caruso. I'm 16 and I live in Oakley, California. I'm a huge fan of Raviv Ullman. Oh no, that's bad for your health, Casey. He is my favorite actor ever.
Sorry.
Oh, hold on. There we go. Ask him when his two new movies are coming out and what they are about. She also loves Weeb, and I think they're first friends on MySpace. Or Cordy Meister. Are you?
That's. We made everybody. You know, make their own Weeby names.
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm Raviv.
Oh, you're on at 7:30. Sorry, I ruined your interview.
No, it's all good. No, I was just introducing myself.
So this person wants to interview you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Two new movies, important.
Two new movies, yeah. I got two new movies coming out relatively soon. One's called Driftwood and one is called Normal Adolescent Behavior. Neither of them have an actual opening date, but they're still being put together, edited. Cool story. Teens and high school and taking a realistic look at high school and what kids do and what they don't do and how friendships change. We got Amber Tamblyn and Kelly Garner and Stephen Coletti from Laguna Beach and Kelly Lynch, Daryl Sabara from Spy Kids.
Oh, and that's right.
Yeah. I hear they're all good buddies.
Yeah.
Ashton Holmes. So it's a good group. It's a good group of people and that should be a really cool movie. And Driftwood is a kind of a horror film. That's still being pieced together. So.
And that's Tim Sullivan. He was actually here before, too. He's a good
really? Guy. Yeah, that's cool. I
don't know if you saw his other movie, 2001
I did,
Maniacs.
Actually. I went to the premiere of that. It was
did
fun.
You?
It's a crazy, ridiculous movie.
Is Driftwood as gory? Or?
It's not as Maniac made for
that audience.
For that audience, for the gore audience, where Driftwood is more of a kind of a teen story and has a little bit of blood.
So there's no girl tied to four horses.
No, there's
you
no
saw that
four
scene, right?
I did, yeah. That was my favorite.
That's
part.
Pretty terrifying.
We didn't have anything like that, though.
hey, Raviv, you're my favorite actor ever. Yay, Raviv.
What's up, Lax Music Gaps, Vita? You have chosen the hardest MySpace name to say.
Yeah. Ricky, do you like Boys Like Girls? That's a band that I just got into. I don't know if you know, heard of them.
I haven't, but I'd love to hear some of them. I will if
we'll play. This is interesting seeing what they call you. Here's another Raviv.
See, it's catching on.
With 9 or 11 exclamation points.
Hey, the more the merrier.
Diane 16 from Cincinnati.
I've been to Cincinnati before. They have Cosi Cincinnati.
What's there?
It's a science museum. It's really cool.
So they have the giant bubbles that you can make. You can put the huge thing.
They did have that. That was always my favorite part. I grew up in Connecticut, and around the corner there was a science museum, and that was my favorite.
Mine was the Hall of Science at Queens. That's the one I used to go to all the time. The huge bubbles.
Sweet.
Name, Wendy.
What's up, Wendy?
Just so you know. Do you think Steph is beautiful name?
Yeah, I think so. I do think Steph is a beautiful man. I was actually, if I was either going to change my name back to Raviv or just go straight for Steph, and decided maybe Raviv was a better choice. But you know, anyway.
See, I like your sarcasm.
Oh, Columbus, Cosines in Columbus. Never mind.
Oh, you were wrong.
I was wrong. I thought there was a Cosine in Cincinnati. I guess not.
It might be. What is your favorite childhood memory?
Probably getting our dog. That was a good one.
Oh, what age?
I was 6 years old when we got our we got our dog a little bit before my sister. We bought my sister was a blue light specialist at Kmart, and we bought her a little bit after we bought our dog. So that's how I remember when we got it. But yeah, that was good.
Like the turtle, like the slide turtles they sell there.
Yeah,
like $2.
Exactly. Yeah.
Six. Can somebody think? To an age.
Is
there a certain age where you start developing memories?
I think it's not remembering the age. I think it's remembering certain memory. Because I definitely remember bringing the dog home. I remember playing with my siblings. I remember my sister being born. But I don't remember actually being six.
Huh? Is it possible to remember being born? That's not possible.
That would be awesome. I wish.
That would be kind of gross, though. But.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a memory I want to remember, actually. That's something I'd rather forget. I'm glad I forgot that.
What was your dog's name?
Zoe the dog, and she just passed away a few months ago, and I just went home actually for the first time since she passed, and it's weird because it's just, I know I'm used to going home and being greeted by her, and she wasn't, so
it's like 15 years almost then.
She was 15 years old, so it was a good long life for a dog. She was a black lab. Yeah.
This is a funny one. I like this one. DJ Rawstar, it's your favorite cousin who happens to be listening to your show as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
I told you this off air. My cousin Chelsea, I don't think has ever listened to my show before.
Well, welcome, Chelsea.
But she wants to know, how did you possibly manage to write the Amazing Boat song? Oh, that's not for you, though. We'll have to save that one.
Yeah, no, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Have you heard the boat song?
No, I heard about it. It's a great song. It's really sweet. But that's
Yeah, it's the best song. It's the best song.
Oh, I guess, Mad Rose here likes it.
I cannot believe he's on your show. Yay, OMG.
Oh, wait, she said, go back to that for
my
a second.
My cousin, where?
She wrote, go up a little bit.
But he's an amazing actor.
No, not that. No.
That's what she meant. Or MySpace. How amazing you are. Are these people in the chat room your fans or your friends? Yay.
Yeah, well, there we go. She wrote, I'm just saying, I agree with that.
Sounds like my Haftorah.
mine.
Well, yeah. I always look three pages. I'm so excited for the interview tonight. I have the radio show open and everything.
Well, welcome.
Guys, we're live. Just send questions. I know you're excited. We're two, right? You're excited to be here.
This is awesome.
What nationality are you?
I'm Israeli. I was born in Israel. I lived on Kibbutz Yahel, which is all the way down south, and was lived there until I was 1.5, and then my family moved to Connecticut.
Do you remember that at all, or 1.5 you can't remember either?
No, unfortunately, I don't remember much of it.
Is Ross's camera sketching you out? No, we're not. We're actually not filming today for the first time, right?
This is the first time.
You get to have a break where you're not
nice.
Being filmed.
I just get to chill and
not have to look presentable.
But I'll tell you what, though. After this, Andrea, who's here, will take some pictures. We'll make like a slideshow on MySpace of
absolutely
us posing.
Yeah.
And then, well, I don't know if the Weeby Boys can take pictures. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Now, they're exclusive.
Carliton Jones. Hi.
What's up, train record?
Part of Israel, we just did that. Are you a virgin? Of course, we're all virgins, right?
Isn't everyone?
Yeah. Hey, it's Paula from Connecticut. Must be your neighbor. I was wondering if you have a fan screen name or is someone posing as you?
Well, I don't have a screen name. So if you're talking to someone who does, actually, some people have brought this up before that I guess they're fake MySpaces of me.
Never seen it?
Well, and somebody showed it to me.
Let's do it right now. It's probably 10.
But none of them are me. None of them are me. So you can tell them while I say hi. But
let's
but
see. Whoop,
none of them
on.
Are.
Let's look at the ones and see if the information is correct.
All right, we can do that.
If it's MySpace, will let us load. Apparently,
yeah, this is kind of creepy. I mean, it's kind of creepy, right?
But to have ones that are missing you.
Well, people are. Yeah. You know.
I guess it's kind of half. Maybe you feel kind of.
I mean, you know, it's kind of an honor, right?
I guess if you ever questioned your popularity, it makes you feel good, right? You know, people care that much; they want to do that. And it's not loaded. We'll go back to that.
It's all good.
Whoever made all your fake pages are trying to hack into MySpace right now, so we can't ask you those questions.
There you go, sir.
Let's see. You do have a MySpace, they claim.
Oh, really?
It's the second one on Rachel Perry's MySpace, and it's private.
I brought Rachel with me.
Rachel, clarify.
His roommate made that for him, and he doesn't use it.
That's true.
He doesn't.
One of my roommates set it up for me, but I don't actually use it. I guess I do have a MySpace, but I don't really do the MySpace thing. Although I totally support it and celebrate it every day.
Any plans for another movie in the future?
I'm working on a movie called The Trouble with Callie in a few months. That's with Paul Sorvino, who's kind of done like every gangster movie ever. That's going to be really funny, kind of really over-the-top characters. And I should be working on a movie called Prom Wars in a few weeks.
Prom Wars?
Prom Wars.
That sounds funny.
Really, really fun. I'm going to film that out in Canada. So for all you Canadians out there, watch out. Here we come.
Did you have a prom?
I did. I moved out to Los Angeles before I was done, before I graduated with high school. So I flew back to go to my prom.
Did you fly back the next day, or you get to hang out?
No, I spent some time back home.
This is in Connecticut?
Yeah.
What's after prom? What do they do there? I know New Jersey's like the Seaside Heights, right? And New York's
New
York City.
We didn't do anything crazy. It was just kind of house party. When you live in Fairfield, Connecticut, there's not a whole lot to do after prom. But it's cool. It's cool.
Do you miss being on Phil of the Future? How could you not?
I do. I mean, it's kind of a mixed thing, because in one way, it's nice to have a show on television and still be free, because a lot of people who work on television shows aren't ever free to do other projects because they're always working on the show. But here we still have the show that's airing, but I'm free to work on other projects. But at the same time, it was such a great group of people, and I learned a lot as an actor, and got to hang out with a lot of really cool people, and it was just fun to be able to wake up and know that you have something to work, go to work for every day.
Someone said, I'm not too happy about the cliffhanger. Is there going to be a resolution to it?
Well,
in regards to the show,
unfortunately, they decided that would be a good place to end the show.
Got
canceled after that episode. So you guys have to.
You will never find out the resolution.
You will never find out what happens. I will never find out. They don't even tell me that kind of stuff. Yeah, that was the thing. We were doing our episode, the season, and then the last episode came up, and all of a sudden it was like, and the Diffie family goes home. We're like, oh, well, I guess that's about it.
That's bad. Wow.
But yeah, you guys have to write in to Disney.
This brought back Seventh Heaven, right? So
exactly. They bring back Seventh Heaven.
What else can they even do with that
no
show?
Problem.
They're bringing it back.
Seventh Heaven?
What else can they add to the show?
They're actually making it Eighth Heaven.
They should.
They're going to change it up a little bit.
They're going to get a new dog or something. Is Allison Muchka your girlfriend?
I don't know who Allison Muchka is, but Allison Muchka is not my girlfriend.
Did I pronounce it wrong? Sorry.
No, that you said it right. It just wasn't.
Muchka. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, no, it's just spelled wrong. But it's cool.
Who's that?
She's not my girlfriend at all. We're friends, though.
That must be hard. Any picture with any girl they think is your girlfriend, huh?
I don't know. Is that how it works?
I don't know. We'll see when we get to your fake MySpaces. Who your many, many women are. I saw Allie in concert when she went to PKI. Do you like roller coasters?
I really like roller coasters. One of my favorite places out here in LA is actually the Six Flags Magic Mountain.
They're closing.
They're closing it?
Yep.
For good?
Yep.
What are you talking about? Really?
They sold it. Someone bought real estate. Bought the entire park.
And they're not putting it.
No, they're getting rid of it. It's Kevin and Bean said. On K-Rock.
They just built a whole huge new roller coaster that just opened like weeks ago.
I don't know. We'll keep talking about it. We're gonna look it up.
All right. Let's see.
Which one is it? Six Flags.
Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Let's see.
That'd be awful because they just literally this ride called Tatsu, which is the best roller coaster I've ever been on. It was amazing. It's ridiculous.
What does it do? Is it fast or upside
down?
Well,
you strap in like a single ride roller coaster, but then I don't know how to explain it without being able to see it. But basically, your feet go where your head was, so you're facing completely down the entire time. So you never see anything. You never see the track, which is above you.
It is.
I don't want to upset your interview, but
oh no, what are they doing? Why would you close it?
Money.
Wow, that stinks. Well, everybody, go to Magic Mountain.
Before it closes,
if you're in LA area, because you got to check out Tatsu. That's ridiculous. Why would they open a...
If you guys are listening, you like theme parks. I think California has like the most in one small area. Pretty
yeah.
much, right? We got
yeah.
Knott's and Disney, and if you're younger, you have Legoland.
It's true.
Universal.
I haven't been to Legoland yet.
I think we're too old now at this point.
Really?
Unfortunately.
It's
I don't
bad.
Know if they let us in. We have to bring like a child. We'll rent a child for the day. I'll bring those. Tell him to friend request me. You don't have real MySpace. Do you love Andrew McMahon? I don't know if you know him. He was here yesterday.
He was here yesterday.
Jack's
yeah,
mannequin.
I think that's awesome. I'm sitting in the same seat. Am I sitting in the same seat?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to rub my butt.
Who knows what he might have farted there? Who knows what he did, right?
But
he's there right there.
The case.
I want to know how long you and Rachel have been dating. Is this like off limits, these questions about Rachel?
No, Rachel and I just celebrated our 1 year anniversary.
Woo!
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Congratulations!
thank you.
I think I have to put you in the other room. Okay?
Who is this guy?
No, wait.
You got 10 more minutes until you go on, so it's got to calm down. What are some of your favorite movies, actors? Christina, 16 Texas.
My favorite actors? Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, I don't know if I have any good actors. Michael Mitchell. All these people are just so talented, and I look up to them so much. Favorite actors, like Al Pacino and people like that. That's what everyone says. You know?
I guess.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Favorite movies.
That's how you do something. Sandlot is probably that, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Is this your real profile?
That's it. No. It says that I'm female.
Oh wait, who's this?
That's Ali Ruchaka.
All right, I think you're in here somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. You okay? Okay, so obviously that can't be yours.
No,
but at least we're getting creepy though.
Yeah, it's beginning.
Well, search isn't working, so in the meantime, we're gonna. Oh yeah, like you probably don't know about that. Have your name somewhere in their profiles.
Gotcha, Al. Yeah.
I don't know. Have you never? You've never seen any impersonators?
Well, no, I've seen. Well, there's one.
There you go. Is that you?
Yeah, I am.
It's a nice hat you got on there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's my grandfather's.
Let's see.
That's from New York.
Here's some nice pictures.
Some awful.
This is myspace.com/RickyUlman, like spelled out. So.
That's me dressed as Ryan Cabrera.
Right there.
No. Yeah.
Who's that?
We had a. What, that's our friend Kinker.
I don't. Who's that?
I don't know. We went to this Disney game thing, and I guess that was a character in the game. So that's what we take a picture with him.
It's not a very good profile. This is a video of you, but that's it. There's no information. And I don't think you would put a video of yourself on there.
No.
Because you're not conceited like I am. All my things are all my videos on my page. But let's see what else we have. We have 71 instant messages.
71?
I don't know how we're going to do all that.
To get through.
All right. We'll do some easy ones. What's your favorite bands?
Favorite bands? I like Metric. I'm going to see Foo Fighters tonight.
That's cool.
Later, I think. I like Coldplay, Radiohead, what else do I like? Anybody that Jack's Mannequin.
There you go.
Raveboys, I hear they're pretty good.
Rachel Liner from California. Hey, Raveve, since Phil the Future has been put on hiatus, we did that. How many takes did you have to do in order to get the perfect kiss with Allison
Mushaka.
Yeah.
I think that was one. Her mom was on set, and so I wanted to get that over quickly.
Plans for Halloween. That's a good...
Well, we had a Halloween party at my place last year. I have no idea. Those are the things that kind of fall together really quickly.
People are texting me. They want to talk to you. Are there days when you want to give it all up and be yourself without screaming girls chasing you around? Which is funny because when you arrived, there was like 30 girls outside the apartment complex.
Yeah. Well, I don't... I don't get many people chasing me anywhere.
Right through the Six Flags, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think the most is someone would stop and ask for an autograph or a picture. But that's cool because it means that, you know, somebody's watching, I guess.
Does anybody,
it's that crazy.
Anybody ever stopped you and thought you were a different actor or like someone else?
I haven't gotten that.
People think I'm Benicio Del Toro every once in a while.
Still got another 5 minutes, you go on. Sorry about that. What is your favorite Phil of the Future episode? Ellen from Illinois.
What is my favorite one? There's one where we talk about what would happen if Phil actually told everyone that he was from the future. That's kind of a fun one. We get to do a different one. There was one where I have a sickness and I become green, and that's another good one. I don't know. They're all kind of fun. They all kind of mix together, though. We finished filming that show a year ago, so... And we did 44 episodes of it, so.
But they do, so in case
you
forget.
So somebody does, so if you guys remind me.
I've been told by Andrea that we're supposed to let somebody call in and talk to you. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a quick song.
Let's do it.
By Cute Is What We Aim For. I don't know if you know them, but What we're going to do is we're going to give out the instant messenger name again in case you don't have it. It's Star Idobi, STARIDOBI, Star Idobi. I am us right now with your name, your phone number, and how old you are, and we will pick one of you at random.
Let's do it.
You're going to talk to them on the air. We're going to come back, try to get some more questions, and then who's on next?
We be boys!
I heard you have some exciting things that no one knows about, right?
Oh, we do. We got special messages.
All right. Send your phone numbers. We're going to pick one of you at random. Have a question. Don't freak out like the girl yesterday. We'll be right back. DJ Ross Stars Punk Rock Show. We're going to go to the phone in 1 second and talk to the caller. Put on these broken headphones, which I need some new ones. Grab the phone here and say hello. You're on the air. Go.
What is up?
Crystal.
Crystal, what is going on? How you doing? Thank you. We're hanging out, having a good time.
Fun.
Yeah, you got some questions?
I guess I'm supposed to ask, if you weren't acting, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't acting, well, what would I be doing? I think one of the cool things about the acting business, is that there's so much to do. There's a lot involved in what happens. So there's directing, there's producing, there's cinematography, and all those things interest me because it's all a part of storytelling. And I think that's kind of what I want to do with acting is just try to tell stories. And so the cool thing about it is that there's so many other things you can do. I've been interested in cinematography and so hopefully if the acting thing does something else within the business, and if not that, then I'd probably be a firefighter because I really like firefighters. Well, not firefight. I like firefighting. Maybe if the firefighters were girls. this is not going well.
Alright.
Alright, well, thanks for calling in. Keep listening and check out the show next time.
Alright.
Alright, have a good one. Bye.
We are back in the air. I'm sorry to let you kids know this, but you actually have to go. You have to go to the Foo Fighters, right?
Well, I have to go to work for a little bit, and I'm going to try to make the show.
All right, so give your final message before you go to all the kids who tune in today.
Well, thank you guys so much for checking in and listening and checking out Raw Star. It's a great show. Keep listening, and thanks for being a fan. Stay tuned.
All right. Andrea, walk him out. Shut that door. Make sure they hear it so they know he's gone. Thanks for coming in. All right, we're going to switch gears right now. A lot of kids who are big fans of the show, you know, they've heard bands in the studio right here, like Newfound Glory, Less Than Jake, Goldfinger, Real Big Fish, Sugar Cult.
Yeah,
A lot of big bands have been here. Cute Is What We Aim For has been here, No One Goes Home, Alistair. A lot of people said, you know, this is a punk show, why did you have...
Yeah, what was that?
I think the punkest thing you can do is...
Pretty nice.
I think the punkest thing you can do, though, in actuality... believe in, and I believe that that was a good interview, and that's why I wanted to have him on. A lot of kids said it has nothing to do with music. I thought it went well. Anyway, we're switching gears right now, and now it's time for a brand new interview. I'm kind of nervous. I don't know what to expect out of this one. Introduce yourselves.
What's up? This be We Be Boys.
We Be Boys.
Yo, this is Flex Master.
And Mad Rose, yours truly.
For Sheezy.
This has been the most hyped interview like of the month. Thank
really?
You guys so
well,
much.
Well, thanks for having us in this beautiful, fine space of yours.
We've been hyped to do this interview for a month.
Now, you guys, I mean, there's a mic right here. You guys, later on, maybe you're going to freestyle, you hope?
Because a lot of what we do is very planned out and methodical.
We're meticulous.
We're very meticulous and very articulate in what we do and how we do it.
All right.
And that was a little bit of flow right there. See, it just comes out.
Yeah.
Well, we got the 77 IMs. Before we get to the questions, though, let some kids know who you are and what you're all about. They might, you know, they don't know if this is for real or not.
We be boys.
But she's the, and we, look, we met up a while ago, cause we were at this motorcycle shop, and we'd be humping the same motorcycle, and we were like, yo, you rap? And he was like, holy shit, you know what we should do some rap together.
Yeah.
So that's what we started doing. We started writing together and creating together and procreating together and decreating together.
We want everybody to check out our MySpace right now. MySpace.com/WeBeBoys spelled WEBEEBOYS.
Yeah, dude. Everyone congratulate Bad Rose because he just learned how to spell that.
They taught me earlier.
For sheep.
The first one, these kids want to know who exactly are the WeBe Boys.
Who are they? Who aren't they?
Exactly.
All right, so let's talk, before we get to the fan question, let's talk about the boat song. This has been the high, I went on AOL today, and like the front page news report was about the song.
Yeah. We have an in with AOL.
Yeah, you know, the Bolt Project, that was our first collaboration.
That we
released to the public. And you know, we're real proud of all the success it's got, and we're looking forward to other projects.
Yeah.
So this is the beginning. You're not going anywhere for a while.
Oh no, we boys are here to stay.
We be here to stay.
I
think we have a different audience, different types of. Someone wants to know, could I ever smoke weed with you guys?
Show. Where you be at, Helter Skelter 99?
Yo, you let us know.
We be there.
Are you gonna follow in the footsteps of other rappers and make a movie?
Well, look, here's the thing, is we be boys can do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Yeah.
Know? And we be have all sorts of things that we be looking forward to doing.
We look forward to doing dinner. We look forward to doing all sorts of things. We look forward to doing movies, rap songs, Broadway musicals.
I like to barbecue sometimes.
Barbecuing is great. Highly recommended.
You got here a little late, but you were passing by. You passed by this kid Ricky on the way out, right?
Yeah. This kid was walking by. I was like, "You look a little bit like me," and he was like, "Okay." And I was like, "Okay, well, I'll see you later." And he had to go work or something, so I was like, "All right, well, I'm going to chill with DJ Rasta."
Wow. So you cross paths, but you don't. I know. You never met before that.
No, we didn't talk before that. But everybody's like, "Yo, are you the same people?" I'll be like, "No, we aren't the same people. Of course, we're not the same people. Because if we were the same people, we wouldn't be in different places."
Yeah.
Someone says, "What does the pointy magic hat represent in the boat song?"
The pointy magic hat. Well, that represents all sorts of things. I mean, first off, well, why don't you take this one?
I really think it can represent whatever you want it to represent.
It's true.
I mean, if you wanted to represent a puppy that you may have lost at a young age, then perhaps that is it, and you were looking for it just like we was looking for the pointy hat.
I had a puppy that I lost, and it made me very sad.
All right, let's not talk about that. You know how you get, Flex.
I don't know.
You know how you get.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Next question.
How old are you guys? I'm just curious.
Well, to tell you the truth.
You haven't been in the game that long.
Tell you the truth, my mama never told me exactly how old I was, because I got homeschooled all my life, so like I had no idea where exactly, I was born and when I was born.
It's true.
They're reporting in that you are loud and you need to be louder. So you
I
can
need to be louder. I'm going to move into them. Flex, I got to move in. I'm flexed. And you can't be so mad. I got to back off.
I'm too loud.
Are you known as the silent one in the group? Or
me? No. He's just the angry one. He just is very mad all the time. So he's always getting angry and getting very violent in ways. In volume ways, where I like to be more more of a person.
These chat room hit Ross, they are loud. We're doing an interview, of course they're loud. They're excited to be here, right?
Yeah, we loud.
Are so excited.
Just turn up the volume on your computer speakers.
I got something fun for you kids. If you have AIM or AOL or any of those instant message programs, go to chat invite.
I don't know how to AIM.
It's somewhere on there. Go to send chat invitation under the word people and invite the chat. DJ Rostar. It's DJROSSSTAR.
We're going to chat it up.
There's 19 people in there right now, but there's like 100 IM, so let's get all these chatters back into the room.
Yeah,
DJ Rostar is the name of the chat room. I want to see it fill up right now. Look, they're slowly coming to the chat room.
They come.
Oh, here, look at that, 22. Keep going up.
You call, they will come.
If you build it, they will come. Yo, that was that baseball movie in the field with things, aliens or something.
War of the Worlds.
They were
alien predator.
All over. They were ghost baseball.
Look at the chat blowing up. Look at that.
Look at the chat blowing up.
You can't even tell what they're saying anymore. It's
boom.
It just keeps going. I can't read that fast, guys. Slow down.
When is the new video coming out? I can't wait.
Well, this is some very big news that we have.
Guys, we got some big news that we promised you tonight. The big news. Come tonight at a late time, which will be undisclosed. We got the new video coming out.
New song, new video coming out tonight.
By midnight Pacific time, we got that new refrigerator in parentheses.
All you got to do is go to youtube.com and type in Weeby Boys, or you go to www.myspace.com/WeebyBoys and check out the new video, because it's going to be hot.
Tonight.
We got some crazy singers on it, some crazy guests, and it is the best new song that we have.
Midnight, check it out.
Weird Boys, you have so many fans, you filled up the first chat room. New chat room.
New chat room.
Go to send chat invitation on your AOL or AIM. Invite yourself into DJ Roster 2, the number 2.
Number two.
DJ Roster with 3 S is the number 2. There's already one person in there. Look at that. Fill out the chat room in seconds. This is a popular interview here.
That's how it works, y'all.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got.
Well, what kind of questions we got?
Was there any Red Sox fans there? Because this girl's from Boston.
Red Sox. Red Sox.
I got a couple Red Sox, White Sox. I got Striped Sox on today.
I got Striped Sox on too.
Oh. Whoa.
I know they're pink and blue. They're a big gangster. They are, what kind of socks you have on?
Those are
I have white socks, but do these kind of orange shoes? That's kind of,
whoa.
Is that cool?
Doof. Yo.
Doof.
I'm trying to be hip with these guys here. Doof. What?
Yo, that's the new saying, yo. When you like something a lot. Dude, we're talking about real big fish. I didn't know that shit growing up.
That's the new saying, that, yo, that's doof? Something
yeah.
Cool?
Yeah, yeah, that shit is doof.
That shit is doof, yo.
Doof.
So it's that, this is one of your boys out here, The Catch?
Yo, The Catch. Yo, that be Jeff and Ben. Yo, what's up, Jeff and Ben?
Yo, what up, Jeff and Ben?
How you guys doing?
Yo, what up?
Yo, what you guys doing? That firefighter line didn't sound. What you talking about? You don't even know anymore, but you guys are the main man in this space, and we be giving shouts out. And we got to give a big shout out to B. Mason. Who's been editing and putting our shit together.
He is hard at work right now.
But yeah, he's working right now to finish up that video, so all you guys
for y'all.
Can see it.
For y'all.
Let's see.
That shit is doof.
That shit is... That is crazy, dude.
I understand. If in 5 minutes, you have to go somewhere. The group is splitting up for a couple hours.
Well, yo, here's the thing. That we may do a question and answer session about love or something like that with Mad Rose. He knows a lot more about that stuff than I do.
Mad Rose be sticking around. He ain't got nothing better to do.
Have you ever been in love?
Mad Rose has got lots of love.
Mad Rose is so lovey.
Mad's got love for everybody.
And... Oh, yo.
People are already
using doof. That's right, Ben and Jeff, yo, guys.
Yo, everybody needs to use doof because that shit is doof.
Tell us about this, the YouTube ratings.
Oh,
I already had
YouTube.
Some, like, ridiculous amount of,
well,
like,
yo,
views.
We got, actually, do you know the numbers? Because we got our main man, Andrew the Mandry, here with us.
She our head of marketing.
She's our head of marketing. She be taking care of all those numbers. Andrew, come up here. Andrew the
Mandry. Yeah, Andrew, yeah.
What's the numbers that we got on YouTube? Talk.
Okay, when we first did an interview, which most of you guys probably don't know about, but everyone in the fans and the fan group on MySpace did, and they asked all the questions for the Weeby Boys, and we posted them on YouTube, and for the first day, all of them were in the top 5 most favorite,
top
most
5, top
about,
5,
most discussed music-related videos on YouTube, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
for sheezy.
Is it going to the bathroom?
That's doof.
Pretty good.
Well, I know. Yo,
what was that?
Matt Rose had to run out for a second. He takes these bathroom breaks every once in a while.
That was like 5 seconds.
Very often.
They are very, very quick.
He very quick, but very often.
That's doof, yo.
Let's see how many more questions we can get before you have to go. What's the worst experience you've ever had with a fan?
We have had some experiences,
let me tell you. All right.
We were on tour this one time in Antarctica.
Antarctica is cold.
There's some crazy people there because they are so cold that they don't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah, they go kind of psycho because they, you know, their body temperature goes below zero.
Right, so we were on a tour bus, right, going to the next place. And all of a sudden, these bus. And because we were so cold, they started ice skating next to the
They
bus.
Were throwing frozen tennis balls at our windows.
They had anything on ice that they could get. We had people who were doing ice skating dances around the bus.
On us, they would ice skate right over us.
What we had to do was we had to get on the bus and run over them.
Yeah, but nobody was hurt in the process.
Nobody was hurt. No, they were really tough. That's the thing. They froze up, so they was all frozen when we ran them over. So
yeah, they'd be preserved.
They were told they're gonna thaw in like 2 weeks.
Before you go.
Yeah.
Anything you need to tell these kids, because it's going to be half of an interview for the last 15 minutes.
All right, well, I apologize that I've got to go so soon. But look, here's the deal, yo. One thing that you guys got to remember, and when you see the new video, you got to remember this. Go do your to-do list in a gangster way. For Sheezy. Because,
yeah.
For doof. Because, no, I'm serious. We got to stop spreading the word and start a revolution.
Yeah.
Right? And
especially the word doof.
Doof. That's some good shit right there. That's some good shit.
Yeah.
Now when you see the new video, I'm serious. We talked about this in our last interview. You guys got to take you guys got to take some notes because we all gonna spill some shit that's real, and you guys gonna use this in everyday life.
And we need to make sure that when we drop this new video, Refrigerator Gangsta Way, that we get everybody listening to it. You guys got to tell all your friends, all your family, all your coworkers.
This is the thing, is you guys got to go and tell everyone on MySpace, tell your friends, tell your, well, maybe don't tell your parents, but tell your siblings and anybody else. Now that school is starting up again, it's a good place to start spreading the word in high school, middle school, never elementary school.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song right now from the Gym Class Heroes.
Yo, thanks for coming by. Thanks so much. I got some rum. You guys going to be hanging out with my main man, Mad Rose.
Mad Rose.
Keep the questions coming. Adobe Star.
Out and to the left.
Star Adobe is the screen name. We'll be right back. Here's the Gym Class Heroes. We are back on the air. It's DJ Rawstar's Punk Rock Show. Probably the punkest show that I've done since I've been on air for 4 years. Let me tell you something really quickly. If you want updates about who's going to be on this show every single week, I'm on 2 days a week, FYI, Wednesday and Thursday nights, 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. Go to myspace.com/DJ Rawstar with three S's. myspace.com/DJ Rawstar. There are a lot of bands that have been here. Fall Out Boy's been here, Panic at the Disco, The Hush Sound, Newfound Glory, Jack's Mannequin. But, you know, this actor thing might catch on. We might have some more of those too. So you might as well join my list, find out who's going to be on the show next. On the MySpace, there's pictures from the interviews. We're going to put up some pictures later on from tonight. There's a link to the podcast. You can hear old episodes of the show. There's a lot of great stuff on my MySpace, and I just added a new thing a couple hours ago called the... Check it out under my About Me section. I mean, what it is, you know, you click record a message. They give you a phone number to call. You call up, enter the code. You can leave me whatever you want, any kind of message, and it goes on my MySpace, and people can hear it. Pretty crazy. Weeby Boys have to look into that.
Weeby Boys do.
You heard of that yet?
Not yet, but I just heard of it tonight from you. And
gotta do it. Yeah, I can only imagine how many messages.
That shit sounds doof. For real.
Rachel Liner, Mad Rose, you rock. Will you sing part of the boat song?
Part of the boat song? I'll be like, we got the gloves, yo, we got the cloaks. We'll find this hat, motherfucker, no joke. Grilling every mind, no matter who we gotta poke. How the fuck do we get in this boat?
Oh my god, it's even good live.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. You sounded like Malibu's Most Wanted. Have you ever seen that movie?
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, you're not a copycat. Any contests for Weeby Boys?
Any contests? I don't know. If you guys got any good ideas for contests, you let us know. Maybe we'll put it in.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Let's see. Do you know there's a Sims version of the Pointy Hat song?
I have seen the Sims version. I'm very appreciative of the Sims version.
Was it by Sarah?
It was by Sarah. Big ups to Sarah.
Are you guys white or black?
Both.
I don't appreciate that question. We don't believe in color. We don't believe in color.
Good answer. The Weeby Boys are going to put their songs on MySpace so we can download them.
I don't know if we're going to have them downloadable. There's been some things in the works. Maybe, perhaps, we might be on iTunes in the near future. But other than that, y'all can put the boat song on your MySpace.
People say, since girls said my birthday's coming up, I would want it to be a phone call from the Weeby Boys. Are you gonna ever call fans?
Yeah, you know, we could perhaps do that on special occasions, like birthdays and things like that. We actually check our own MySpace ourselves, so any messages you send to that, we actually read. So, you know, send your messages. You know, if we feel up to it, maybe we'll give you a call. Just keep supporting.
How involved is Andrea with all this?
Andrea is very involved. Andrea, you could take that question.
I don't know what you want me to say. I'm not that involved. I help run their MySpace. They answer all of your guys' messages. I just accept the friends and sometimes reply. And I run the fan site on MySpace. Sarah runs their amazing fan site at WeBeOnline.com.
WeBeOnline.com.
And that's about it.
That's the name of the website. I think
it's awesome. It is amazing. This girl, Sarah,
I'm going to look at it after the show.
Amazing. She did a really good job. So you all should go there and join the forum.
It's pretty incredible.
FYI, I got to give a shout out to my man who made me a Facebook group. You know Facebook?
Yeah.
High school, college days. Go to Facebook.com.
Hi, Jeff.
Go to Facebook.com, search for DJ Rawstar, join the group. There's only 30 members, and that's not cool because I know I have more than 30 fans, right? the heck, go join it. Facebook.com.
Everybody join it.
My birthday was yesterday. Someone just turned 14.
Happy birthday!
Are you going to make pointy hats? Or do you own, do you own any pointy hats, they said?
Oh, we own pointy hats. How do you think we did the video?
DJ Roster, what do you, can you do the Jiggy Jiggy Jungle? What does that
He's
mean?
He's doing it right now.
I've never even heard of the Jiggy Jiggy Jungle.
Did you ever find the pointy hat, someone said?
Pointy hat, the search for the pointy hat is going to be an ever-long, everlasting, lifelong quest.
Do you think the Wee Boys will go on tour soon? Happy birthday, DJ Roster. My birthday's in June.
If we get enough, support from all around the country, we would love to go on tour around this country. That would be great. That'd be fabulous. But we need to hear lots of support from y'all.
And this is like, you came here because of the support, right? You did the show solely from support, right?
Yeah, we came here and everybody wanted us to come here. And we don't normally do too many interviews outside of the We Be family. But, you know, DJ Rasta, you know, he's our man and stuff. So we said, you know, we could do that. You know, are you cool with us and we cool with you and, you know.
I'd like to be included in this stuff. I told Andrea a video in the future I'd love to be a part of it somehow.
Oh, for sure.
Whatever
for
you want me to do, I'll get on a boat, right?
Yeah.
What's it like working with Rizzle Perizzle?
Oh, Rizzle Perizzle is fabulous.
Who's Rizzle?
She's singing in our new track. You know, she's a blonde girl, about 5'5".
Kind of like the one that was here, but not her.
Yeah, it kind of looked like her, but, you know.
Speaking of her, you guys should add Rachel Perry's MySpace. If you don't know who she is, go to myspace.com/Rachel Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. She's amazing, and you should go check it out.
Oh, yeah, we good friends with Rachel Perry.
Good friends.
She's cool. She cool. But Rizzle Perizzle, that's my dog. She, y'all are going to love this new video. It's coming out tonight at midnight on YouTube.
Pacific time. Let's see. I'm trying to get through all the IMs. I mean, there's not really a real set time we have to end, so let's see what else we got here. Stop swearing. The kids listening are like 11. You haven't sweared that much, have you?
I have not sweared that much at all.
You didn't swear once, did you?
I don't know. I mean,
their first name is Weeby for Life. That's awesome.
I love Weeby for Life.
Mad doof. Do you guys have any live shows planned in the future at all?
We don't have any set shows scheduled right now. We on hiatus right now, if you will, because we making production. We're trying to make magic.
A big following of this radio show is the JM Chat, which stands for Jack's Mannequin. They want to know if you can do a quick rap about JM Chat. If you do this, they'll record it and they'll put it on their website and everything.
The JM Chat, that's my clap, because to set and look and listen to all that stuff, because you know I'm fluff inside.
That was nice.
That was cute.
I just got a text. Somebody said, why is My Chemical Romance trying to be like Green Day with their new concept album? What do you know about that?
I have no idea.
Hey, man.
Absolutely.
Someone said, will you make out with Flexmaster?
Absolutely not.
I used to work at Disney World, and I was wondering if they were strict with you guys when the Wee Boys come to Disney. Do they let you go on the rides right away, or do you have to wait in line?
Yeah, you know, we be always flying VIP.
I'm Ross. Why do you give JM Chat so much attention? Stop cheating on us. We'll make a rap about the DJ Roster 1 and 2 chat rooms.
DJ Roster 1 and 2, you know, they make me laugh and poo. I mean, I don't like to secrete my fluids in public, but why don't you just say what's up? You heard me?
You should come out with a full album, because that would be super fly.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, my freestyling skills ain't what they used to be.
Did you say truth?
I did say truth.
Amazing.
Rhymes with doof.
There you go.
Oh, I just came up with a new song.
What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie would have to be any of the straight-to-video Olsen Twin movies. I love every single one of them.
What is this thing?
Where?
The Flying Camel.
Have you ever tried the Flying Camel sex position?
They asked that last night.
Oh my god, I have no idea what that is.
We didn't know either.
But it sounds wonderful.
Get your grown man on when you wear topsiders, button-up, and sweaters, equal attire, either 1-2, step it, get your boogie on, slide real quick like you got skates on them, some punk rock shoes. Like a big booty chick, a big booty chick. Yeah, that's what I said. What song is that?
I don't know, but I like it.
When can I hear this interview again? Go to myspace.com/DJRoster, add me as your friend, and I will post some bulletins when the interview is available on iTunes.
Is K-Fed one of your influences?
K-Fed.
Is he?
Oh, you mean Britney's husband.
Oh.
Yeah, he influenced me to never want to have sex with Britney Spears.
You pass?
Nowadays, probably.
Who are the Weeby Boys like? What ladies out there?
Thank Chaka you. Khan. We love Chaka Khan. What other ladies do we like? That lady with the DJ Rostar shirt is pretty.
They said you're bringing sexy back.
Are we bringing sexy back like the Justin Timberlake song?
Yeah.
Am I bringing it?
Back.
You already brought it.
It's already been brought in.
What was it like to be in the room with All of America's teen heartthrob? It was nice. You impressed me.
Oh yeah, no, it was pretty nice. He was nice, you know. He cool. We didn't really talk much.
Have you ever seen his shows? Phil of the Future on Disney. Have you ever seen that?
I never seen that show. I seen pictures, but you know, they don't. We try not to confer with each other because you know, there's lots of unfinished business between them. I guess you could say they. They fight every once in a while. They just, you know, they have little tension because they look alike.
Final thoughts from you and Andrew before we go.
I don't even know what to say.
The hour goes so quickly when you're with the Weeby Boys, doesn't it?
The hour does go so
quickly. This is the time where you can plug anything you want them to check out, anything you think is important.
Guys, just make sure you check out myspace.com/WeebyBoys and, make sure you check out YouTube, check out the video, tonight, midnight, Pacific time. What else, Andrea?
www.weebyonline.com. You guys should register for the forums. A lot of stuff is updated there if you love the Weeby Boys. Sarah made that again, and I can't thank her enough. It's amazing. So thank you, Sarah.
Send us all your Weeby pictures. Send us all your Weeby support. Tell everybody about it. Tell everybody what's good, like the Weeby Boys. And just remember, that shit is doof.
There you go. You heard it first. This is DJ Rostar's Punk Rock Show. Thank you to Raviv / Ricky Ullman for coming in, as well as Weeby Boys and Andrea and Rachel Perry. Woo!
Yeah.
Tune in next week. I have not confirmed my lineup yet, but here are some of the bands that might be coming to the show next Wednesday and or Thursday. We might have, this is all might, I haven't confirmed yet, we might have Cute Is What We Aim For back in the studio. We might have Paramore for their first studio interview. We might have Hit the Lights for their first studio interview. This Providence might be here again. Bleed the Dream, who have been on the show many times, might come back. As well as this really got a movie called Jimmy and Judy with Ed Furlong. He might come by and talk about his movie, and he might bring Ed Furlong. We could harass him and ask him Terminator 1 and 2 questions, huh?
Wonderful.
Remember him? He's in Terminator?
Sure.
Weeby Boys will be coming back on the show soon, right? One day.
We definitely gonna come back. Probably when the next video drops, we'll come back, let y'all know when it's coming.
Thank you guys for tuning in. DJ Rosso's Punk Rock Show. We made it. We did a successful show without having anything that has to do with punk, right? I think I'm expanding. I think I'm learning. And I think I love all of you listeners, and I will talk to you on Wednesday. It's DJ Rosso's Punk Rock Show.